say that if at one, a child is not using any nonverbal communication, is not making eye contact, and by nonverbal communication, I mean waving high and bye, pointing to things, they should be able to say, you know, a few words. That would definitely be a sign. If by age three, you're noticing that, you know, they're having difficulty following directions, answering your questions, asking questions, if they seem to repeat questions over and over and aren't able to vary them, that would definitely be something I would be concerned about. And if at age four, you're noticing a lot of sound errors that make it difficult for other people to understand your child, or you're feeling like you're constantly having to translate, that's just a sample of some big milestones to look for.
But you're talking very early, even as early as a year old?
As a year old, there is some definitive communication and prerequisites to communication that we can see that even really help us with the early detection of autism or spectrum-related disorders, as well as being able to identify receptive and expressive language.
Because I could see how parents could just dismiss their babies. You know, how much could you expect of a baby?
Well, you know, we expect social interaction. Babies start to really coo by 6 to 9 months pretty consistently. Babies typically almost always have at least one word by one. Some will have more. They're usually using some kind of gestural communication, waving, pointing, some kind of gesture to let you know that they want something. And so if you're not doing one of those things, it may not be a concern. But if you're not doing any of them, then it probably is something that you want to have looked at.
At what point should you seek the help of someone such as yourself?
If you're having signs across all areas of development, then I would definitely call on the earlier side, closer to one. And sometimes I even get calls before that. If your child is really developed at a very normal, you know, hitting all the milestones that you would expect, but you're just not hearing the language ones, then I tend to get a lot of phone calls around two. I think pediatricians are inclined at two. You know, that's not a deadline, but, you know, I would say that I hear a lot of families at two start to realize, wait a second, you know, we're not communicating the way we should be, and we'll get a lot of phone calls then too.
Best to bring it up to the pediatrician first.
Definitely. Pediatricians, I think, are really, really good now about doing a developmental check at all well visits. So they'll give you feedback on what to kind of keep your eyes on.
What are the ramifications of not paying attention to the signs?
With early detection, we can prevent reading and writing and academic issues. It can definitely help with following directions and conversation and social difficulties. You know, speech and language disorders are different than other disorders because if we treat them, we have proven rates to show that we can even reverse, which is different than other developmental disorders that you can encounter. I mean, I think it's important to try to get as much help as you can before kindergarten for the fact that you have a chance to reverse things that could cause later difficulties.
Melissa Halpern, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.